Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the Best of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
From the TireRack.com studio. That's right, Bill. Thank you. We will do it live. The Odd Couple is also brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. And yes, it is a Worship Wednesday. Rob Parker and the former Pro Bowl wide receiver TJ Houshmandzadeh sitting in for Chris Broussard. TJ, what's up, buddy? How are you?
Man, what's going on, Mr. Rob Parker? How you doing, baby?
I am doing great. Always great to chat with you, especially during football season. You know, we used to have our little podcast before, Lemon Pepper Parlay. That was always fun. And always great to chop it up with you on the radio. How's life? Everything good?
Man, everything is great, man. I can't complain one bit.
Then there you go. I love that. There's nothing wrong with that. We are ready. We got a lot of stuff to talk about on this show. First, TJ, let's welcome in the Odd Couple crew because we wouldn't be able to do this fine radio program without them. And Rob G is still working from home. Alex is our engineer. And is Patrick working today? Is he the
studio? Yes, Patrice is here.
I'm right here, Rob.
Patrick, what's up, buddy?
What's up, buddy?
Doing great. Patrick will be manning the phones and producing in the studio as well today. And, of course, Brian Finley's at the anchor desk. And he will keep us updated throughout the program. Coming up on the show, we should say, in about 25 minutes, Greg Jennings, the Super Bowl champ and Fox Sports Radio analyst, will chat it up with Greg Jennings. That's in about 25 minutes. Also on the 5 o'clock hour, Randy Mueller, the former NFL Executive of the Year, who's a big Zach Wilson guy, so we'll talk to him too from a Fox Sports radio analyst as well. And so we got a pressure, power-packed 3 hours coming to you. So let's start here, though, and what we got in the NFL. And TJ, we know you played for a few teams in the NFL, but your team was the Bengals, and that's where you cut your teeth and had big-time play and made a name for yourself because you also played in Seattle and Baltimore and with the Raiders. But most people know you as a Cincinnati Bengal, and they're on a 4-game winning streak. They're looking great. And you have the nerve, the audacity, the all-mitigated gall, or whatever I'm trying to say. You have the gall to say that they're the best team in the AFC North with a healthy Joe Burrow. Are you sure about that, or are you playing a homer card?
Come on now, Rob. Listen. Am I a little biased? Absolutely.
A little. You wore that uniform. You bleed that orange and black. Let's just keep it real.
But I respect everything about the Ravens, like Harbaugh, Bashotti, the way they run their organization top to bottom, nothing but respect.
And that they won a Super Bowl, yeah.
And I played 1 year there, and I loved it. I wish I could have played more. They know that. They know how I feel about them. And what the Ravens have done thus far in the season has been really, really remarkable.
Well, I want you to make your case for the Bengals because I'm
going
to
make the Ravens case. I'm going to get there.
Okay, all right.
Best believe it. Now, what they've done has been great. They beat the Bengals good. Oh, they beat the Bengals and Joe was hurt. Okay, yeah. We wasn't all the way right. Early in the season, Burrow wasn't healthy. This is why I say the Bengals are a better team. If you have one drive that you need and you can pick one offense out of this division, Mr. Parker, who you taking?
I'm taking the Ravens.
Man, please. Yeah, that's why you're laughing. Yeah, no, you're not.
Thanks, Craig Melvin. No, I got you. Look, I'm all in on Joe Burrow. I am. I'm not even going to sit here and fake the funk, try to tell you or play like some game. Like he's that dude, okay? I got mad respect for him. They could have gotten to a Super Bowl. He had a bad game against Cincinnati and still only lost by 3 on a questionable call, right? Would you agree with me? Like, he had a bad game.
100%, yes.
They could have gone to Super Bowl again. People were telling that dude, don't go to Cincinnati. That's a terrible franchise. I'm going there, and I'm going to be that dude to turn it around, and he's done all that. But when I look at the Ravens and what they've done this year, the Ravens have faced 5 teams with winning records so far. 4-1 in those games, the average score 32-9. That's
hey,
the
Rob,
Bengals, not just the Bengals.
Can you,
the Browns,
can you give
the
me,
Lions,
can you give
the
me those 5 teams? Can
I
you give me
did.
Those 5 teams? No. Who are they?
Bengals, Browns, Lions,
okay.
Seahawks.
Uh-huh.
Those are the 4 that they won.
Now let's closely examine that. The Bengals, they weren't healthy. The Seahawks have lost all the good teams and beat all
what
the bad teams.
What do you mean they beat
played.
The Lions on the road?
No, aren't
the Lions a good team? You're saying they're not a good team now?
No, the Lions are a good team. The Lions are a good
team.
The
Seahawks beat the Lions in Detroit after they were coming off the win from Kansas City.
I don't know what it is about the Ravens, Lamar Jackson, and the NFC, but they can't touch him. And the record speaks for that. Oh, the Browns. The Browns are all defense. The Browns don't put points on them. They're deep. And then you're not going to bring up the loss to the Colts?
I didn't mix that in there. I'm just saying.
The Steelers are all defense. You're not going to bring up that loss to the Steelers? They're all defense.
No, I'm talking about the five teams that they faced with winning records. 4-1, which is impressive. You got to admit that. 4-1 against those teams?
I'm not even going to – just what the Ravens have done thus far is impressive. I don't want to discredit the Ravens and act like, oh, they're not a good team. The Ravens are a really good team. Top 6 offensively and defensively. No other team can say that. The number 1 defense in the league, number 6 offense in the league. So the Ravens are good, but I believe the Bengals are better. I really do, because
don't give me just the Joe Burrow and the cake.
Give
me the defense.
It's based
give me where
on
they are.
It's based on the way they've played offensively the last 3 weeks. Obviously, we're on a 4-game winning streak. Coming out the bye, you play the Niners and the Bills.
They've been impressive with the wins. I'm giving you that, but the Bills aren't what we thought they were. Also, Brock Purdy ain't what we thought he was. I think he's been exposed somewhat.
Don't start with that. He's been
exposed.
Did we really think that Brock Purdy would go his whole career without throwing interceptions and losing games? Did we really think that?
No, I'm not saying that, but people, the week after when they blew out the Giants – blew out the Cowboys. They were talking about, he's MVP material. You guys better stop. Remember all of his teammates?
Brock Purdy's a top 10 quarterback. He's a top 10 quarterback in the league.
he's a top 10 quarterback when he has 8 million weapons and everything's working. And you know this, TJ, when everything ain't working, that's what you see where a quarterback is. I remember at one point Aaron Rodgers was 7-0 without Devontae Adams. That's what I want to see. Like, okay, when you don't have your big horses, can you still get it done? Can you make other people better? And you got to admit, the weapons, and I'm not taking away Brock Purdy about what he was able to do with what he had, but there were moments where he looked very ordinary and looked like Mr. Irrelevant. That's all I'm saying.
Brock Purdy, to me, he was undervalued. He was underrated coming out. He's not an overachiever. He was just misevaluated. And when every quarterback, when they don't play well, the good quarterbacks, when they don't play well and they're not playing well, what do we all – oh, man, they need help, man. The offensive line isn't playing right. Oh, man, they ain't got no receivers on the outside that can win. Or the running game is just – as soon as you get those weapons, do you – point to the weapons? No. We don't do that. Oh, yeah, you see the quarterback now. He done turned it around. He's playing great. Yeah, because he has these weapons. Football is the ultimate team game. You need everybody. You need everybody.
I agree, but you got to admit that there are quarterbacks who can go out there, and I just gave you the Devontae. Now, that's an incredible stat considering what kind of a player he was with the Packers, that you could go, and I can go back to when Devontae Adams was missing and they went to Arizona to play the 7-0 Cardinals. Do you remember that game?
Yes.
And Aaron Rodgers was able to win that game. He won another game. He came back with 19 seconds or 30 seconds in San Francisco. All I'm saying is there are quarterbacks who, when they don't have every bullet in the chamber, they're still able to pull off stuff. And that's all I'm saying is that.
And when you're talking Aaron Rodgers, you're talking
top 1%.
Greatest quarterbacks ever. And so everybody can't do that. That's Aaron Rodgers now you're talking about. You act like you're talking like he's just a regular run-of-the-mill quarterback. And so Aaron Rodgers is different. All I'm saying is Brock Purdy, does he have a lot of weapons? Absolutely. Does he need them? Absolutely. But what about the other quarterbacks like Jimmy G that played with those same weapons? He wasn't doing that.
They were winning. Jimmy G was winning.
Wait. Hey, in spite of, not because of.
Oh, but they were winning.
In spite of, not because of. Huge difference. And so, I know I've kind of veered this another direction.
Yeah, you did because you didn't have an argument for the Bengals being the best team in the AFC North. It's the Ravens. Come on now, TJ. It's the Ravens. It's
because of the way the Bengals have played as of late. And their defense keeps them in games. Their defense is obviously not top 10, just on the outside. But when you talk about making second half adjustments, nobody does it better than the Bengals.
They just shut you down. Their defense, first in points, they're giving up 13.8 points, second in total defense, 262.6 yards, okay, per game, first in sacks, 35 sacks and 10th in takeaways. That's a real defense. That's a defense that has
held. They play very well.
Teams down to under double digits in the four wins against five winning the four winning games against teams over 500. They're averaging 9 points a game.
Hey, when you got to go against CBT, Chase Boyd, and T, okay, let's see if you can hold them down then with Joe Healthy. See if you can hold Chase, Tyler Boyd, T. Higgins, Joe Burrow, Joe Mixon, hold them to 13 when they healthy. You do that, I'll shut up. Let's see if you can do that.
I can't wait. I want to hear from you. 877-99 on Fox. Who is the best team in the AFC North? Is it TJ's Bengals or the Baltimore Ravens? That's obvious to me, but we want to hear you. We'll continue this conversation with you next. 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. It is the Odd Couple. with TJ Houshmandzadeh filling in for Chris Broussard on this Worship Wednesday right here on Fox Sports Radio. Stick and stay.
Unless you agree with the Hoosh in the U.S. of A.
All right, guys, when was the last time you looked at your tires? Really took a
clue. Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
It is the Odd Couple on a Worship Wednesday. Coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. The Odd Couple is also brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. Rob Parker and TJ Houshmandzadeh filling in for Chris Broussard. Our telephone number, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. We're talking about quarterbacks, but mostly about Zach Wilson with the Jets. Can he be salvageable and in New York, or are you ready to toss him out with the bathwater? Is he done? Do the Jets need to move on? We saw him on Monday night. It was god-awful. And I know, TJ, people will want to jump in. 877-99 on Fox.
Jerome in Charleston, you're on the Odd Couple. What you got?
He's got to find a way to get that team into the playoffs this year. Because if he doesn't, he's gone, the coach is gone, and Hackett may be gone too. He's got to. I don't care how he does it. He's got a will at him. He doesn't show me he has the will. He's a pretty boy. He got to tell himself, I ain't got nothing else to fall back on. This is it, man. I ain't got nothing else. I don't want to be on TV yet. You're 22, 23 years old. You can't give up on yourself this easy, man. Wait till you get to my age and then talk about giving up on yourself, okay? I'm 67. He's 22, 23 years old. You can't give up on him. He can't give up on himself. He's got to get him into the playoffs, because if he doesn't, there's going to be some changes, because everybody knows it's New York, and they don't have a lot of patience in New York.
No doubt. Appreciate it. 877-99 on Fox.
Drew in Denver, you're on the Odd Couple. What you got?
What up, what up? I think maybe it's too late, but if Rodgers never got hurt and he was able to sit out that 1 to 2 years, I think he would have been way better, been able to learn.
And, I agree.
Crazy. You know what's crazy? Our offensive coordinator, because I'm a Jets fan, our offensive coordinator last year, LaFleur, at the end of the year, a reporter asked him, hey, do you think Zach Wilson should have been sat behind a rookie, a veteran quarterback? And he, paused, and he said, yeah, maybe he should have. So even he knows a coach that was coaching him, you know, he should have been able to, like, sit back. Even Patrick Mahomes sat back. Like, I'm not saying he's on that level, but come on. These dudes are young, and they just get thrown out to a fire. In New York, like, come on, let's keep it 100. That's how I feel.
All right, I hear you. 877-99 on Fox. I've seen enough. I mean, we saw him last year, Hoosh, and you saw the game on Monday night. I mean, he's
can
not
we admit
good.
Though? Is he better this year than he was last year? He's improving.
But he's improving. But not enough. I mean, you can't have 8 games where you've scored 8 touchdowns and only 4 where you've had a significant drive. The other 4 touchdowns on drives in 8 NFL games. I mean, how about the third down completion? 22% is the lowest in 45 years. You know, TJ, if you can't convert third downs, you can't play. You can't win.
Nah, it's gonna be tough. He needs to improve. But his situation, you can't change. Everybody wants to be drafted high, but you drafted high to a bad team for a reason. Very simple. Andre in Massachusetts, you're on the iCouple. What you got?
How you doing? Thanks for taking the call. Listen, Zach Wilson, the guy is salvageable. He's never been in the right situation. He wasn't supposed to be thrown to the Wolves this year. He was supposed to be learning from the sensei, Aaron Rodgers. He was supposed to be having that Jameis Winston year of preparation when Winston went to the Saints.
Why are you making excuses for him? This is his second year. They were god-awful last year. How many excuses? Be ready to play. You're the backup quarterback. My God. You can't get a third down. He's inaccurate. Stop, Andre. That ain't fair.
All those things, point taken, Rob, but the narrative is conclusive at this point. Tom Brady would not be Tom Brady if he had to start from year one. He needed that developmental year. This is a new day in New York. Everything was about Aaron Rodgers and that defense and them competing. That was the narrative until 4 plays into the season. It wasn't.
I got that, and I'm with you, Andre. My only question, though, is, and I don't blame it on him, I blame the Jets. Once they dressed that kid down last year and basically said he couldn't play, okay, and they had to go get a quarterback and all that other stuff, TJ, that they shouldn't have brought him back. He shouldn't be in this position. They should have had a veteran quarterback ready to go in case Aaron Rodgers got hurt. Not the guy that the locker room turned on last year. Remember, they were 7-3 last year. The Jets started 4 other quarterbacks, including a guy I don't even remember his name. That's how bad it was. TJ, am I wrong? There were 4 guys that they tried at quarterback.
He was bad last year, but there's no veterans that the Jets could have brought in that they felt like would be better than Zach Wilson. Now, there's one guy that – he would have been an MVP is Carson Wentz. Outside of Carson Wentz, who could the Jets
no,
have
No, I know. The Rams just got him.
And this is the thing, though. You go get a veteran and Aaron Rodgers is a starter? And so they didn't go get a veteran because they felt like Zach would learn from A-Rod for a year or two and be ready to go. The injury was something that nobody expected. And so – it kind of puts him behind the eight ball, but if Zach Wilson was
a 39-year-old quarterback, and your backup is a guy who was so bad last year that you started 4 guys, 4 other guys, you tried anybody. I wish Rob G could send me the name of that other quarterback.
I know it's Mike White.
Mike White, right?
Was it Trevor Siemian?
No, who was the other? Nope, it was some other guy's name. I can't even remember his name. But there was another guy who played 1 game, and then who was the old-time guy from Baltimore quarterback?
Flacco.
Flacco played like 2 games or started 2. I mean, they tried everything. And if you were – there were 7-3, and they couldn't make it work. It didn't work for them. Well, I'll get the name. It just slips my mind. Do we have any more calls? Are we good?
No, that's it. I'm sitting here thinking like,
there's another guy. It was a name that nobody knew. He started 1 game for the Jets. We'll get there. All right, we've got former NFL Executive of the Year Randy Mueller coming up next. But first, Let's get you to Brian Finley with the latest in sports. What's up, B-Fin?
Rob and TJ, yes, that too. We've got Victor Wembanyama playing right now for the Spurs, and he has been a brickosaurus, 0 for 5 from the floor. He does have
That's what I'm talking about, see? A brickosaurus. You like that?
Oh, Rob, you know it. So the 2 points that he has scored have come at the free throw line, and it's 44 to 26. The Knicks are leading Wemby's Spurs with 6.5 to go in the second quarter. Meanwhile, the Wizards are all over the Hornets, 74 to 55, 3.5 minutes into the third quarter there. Kyle Kuzma has 22 points, and LaMelo Ball has 19 to his name. Jazz are hanging on against the Pacers, 71 to 69, 9:30 to go third quarter, and that one has plenty of time in it still. So does this game in Philadelphia, 76ers taking on the Celtics.
Joel guarded by Drew. I guess that wasn't an accident. On the back down, Embiid mishandles the ball. Dribbling, Holiday meters him. And Embiid slammed it. Whoa! Might want to rethink the D. What a play by Embiid.
Now there you go. Yes. 76ers radio network. It is 65 to 59. Sixers over the Celts. 9 minutes to play. Third quarter. Joel Embiid, 16 points. And Philly scoring 39 points in the second quarter alone. Clippers holding an edge 49 to 46 against the Nets. Late stages of the second quarter. Paul George, 17 points. And just getting underway in the first quarter from Chicago, the Bulls are down 27 to 20 against the Suns. Bradley Beal making his Phoenix debut. And Kevin Durant already has 7 points. And lastly, in the NBA, the Lakers are getting shoved aside here by the 3-3 Rockets, 24 to 12. Jalen Green does have 8 points for Houston. There is 2:20 remaining in the opening period. And lastly, guys, the University of Michigan sent a response to the Big Ten, advising the conference not to discipline the football program in its sign-stealing allegations. School firmly believes that no resolution by the conference should be made until the NCAA investigation ends, and the Big Ten's punishment, according to reports, could come down for the maize and blue as soon as tomorrow. But I believe, as I send it back to you, TJ Houshmandzadeh and Ron Parker, there could be some legal processes going on as far as, and you look at some of the letters from Michigan, it sounds like they're going to bring out a legal team if there's any discipline. So it could get
As
they should. It'll get really fiery between these two. I think we haven't seen how contentious this really is going to get, and that is going to unfold here in the next couple of weeks. Back to you guys.
All right, and thank you, B-Fin. Appreciate it. And Hoosh, I forgot the guy's name. Chris Strievler?
I remember him.
S-T-R-E-V-E-L-E-R.
Yes, I remember him.
I mean, nobody even knows who that guy is, but he started a game last year.
He was with the Cardinals at some point last year as well. I remember him.
Yep. Unbelievable. All right, it is the Odd Couple coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. Test your skills on Prize Picks this football season for a fun way to win up to 25 times your cash. That's right, Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy. Visit prizepicks.com/odd100 and use code odd100 for a first deposit match of up to $100 today. It is the Odd Couple, Rob Parker, TJ Houshmandzadeh, in for Chris Broussard. And our next guest has music. He is Randy Mueller, former NFL Executive of the Year, and, of course, Fox Sports Radio NFL analyst. Randy, what's up? Say hi to TJ.
Guys, what's up, TJ?
Randy, how you doing, my guy?
Doing great. We are talking, and I know you're a Zach Wilson guy. we got to see Monday night. I mean, I know the offensive line is bad. But he is bad. And it's time. They got to do something. I can't believe they're going to waste this defense with him. What am I missing? Why are they average? What is it, 22% on third down? They were 3 for 17. He was not accurate. There was just a lot of issues. Is Zach Wilson a good quarterback, or does he need a change of scenery?
Well, I think you don't have to look far, but the Jets have historically struggled as an organization with the last two or three quarterbacks they've had. I think there's plenty of blame to go around, and I'm not going to say that Zach Wilson is the, you know, is Aaron Rodgers. That's not my point. He struggles at times, without a doubt. I also see other things that struggle with him. I see groups of receivers in the same spot. I don't see check downs. I know that he can't sack himself. And again, I'm not making excuses for the guy because truly, I've probably seen enough like you guys have. I don't know what their other options are. They had Mike White last year, and I don't think they have anything like that that they can roll out there this year, or they would have already done it. I think they think this is the best way for them to win a game, but it's to the point now where it is a real struggle, and I think the confidence level that everybody lacks around the organization now in Zach probably means, to answer your question, Rob, probably a change of scenery at some point is going to happen. It's just not, it's not if, it's when.
Randy, let me ask you this. What do you think is the main factor in why quarterbacks fail to succeed when they're drafted high in every – you're a general manager. When all the general managers and scouts and people alike think, this kid is going to be the goods.
You know, the biggest thing for me, TJ, and I think this is, it doesn't get enough run. The college game is so different that those quarterbacks in college can call a play, go back to the huddle, call another play. They don't have to process the amount of information, but you know this, having played as long as you did. Quarterbacks now go to the line of scrimmage maybe armed with four or five plays. In the NFL, they've got to make crazy amounts of decisions. They've got to download a ton of information in a short period of time on every snap and then get it out post-snap, if not before post-snap. So there's just so much more, and that is the hardest thing for people to judge. You can watch a guy's arm. You can watch him work out. You can do all this stuff against air. It really doesn't matter because when it's 11 on 11 and all the information is jumbled up in somebody's brain, it's hard to understand if they can get it out or not. And it's a total different game at the NFL level. You know how it is. The NFL teams get maybe 50, 55 plays some weeks. Well, that's a good half for Oklahoma, a good half for USC and some of these spread offenses. So you cannot wait to adjust till a player comes to the sidelines or even to go to the next snap. You've got to get the most out of every snap at the NFL level, and some guys just can't. They can't. You can't project who can do it. That's what makes it the hardest thing and the hardest position, I think, to evaluate.
Our guest is Randy Mueller, of course, former NFL Executive of the Year and a Fox Sports Radio NFL analyst. TJ and I, earlier in the show, talking about the best team in the AFC North. TJ, of course, the former Bengal, picked his former team. And I like Joe Burrow. They're on a four-game winning streak. They beat Buffalo. They look good. All that. But I think it's Baltimore. Their defense is fantastic, and they're 4-1 against teams over 500. Randy held them to a combined 9 points per average in those four wins. Where are you? Who's the better team? Is it Baltimore or is it Cincinnati?
Well, here's the good thing about it, guys. We only got to wait till next Thursday and they play each other.
We will find out.
Yeah, we'll get to find out. I do think when they played early in the season, Joe Burrow was not Joe Burrow. He was not where we see him now. I think you're looking at the two leaders for the MVP award at this point. I don't think Lamar's ever played better. I think a combination of the scheme that they're running fits his skill set, and the perimeter players have been greatly upgraded. He's playing the best he has played, at least since that MVP year. But I think Joe might be the best pure passer in the game right now when he's healthy, and we've seen that the last two or three weeks. So I don't know who's better. I know this. They both have defenses that will travel as well. I think it'll be a great matchup when they do play again here shortly. I don't know. I can't tell you who's the best team between those two because you're right. They're both riding big highs, and they can both win a couple different ways. So I like that about them.
Being in the position you were once in, let's go back to the Jets. What would it take for you to give the okay for Aaron Rodgers to come back to play this season?
Not with that offensive line. Please don't say that. Go ahead, Randy. I'm sorry.
I don't think there's a scenario, TJ, that I would sign off on that say this makes sense. I just don't think at 40 years old it makes any sense to roll Aaron Rodgers out there at 70%. I think we'd be doing him a disservice for one. And frankly, I thought this is kind of a shell game that he's been playing about, I'll be back, I'll be back, I'll be back. I think he's trying to give his team hope And as we know, hope is great for young, inexperienced teams to think there's something coming around the next curve. But I don't think that's realistic. I don't think it's real that he'll play. I'd be surprised if he plays. And I would be very uncomfortable with it as a GM. I couldn't sign off on that for sure.
Yeah. Imagine him coming back early and then getting hurt again, Randy, and then at 40 years old, his career is over. I mean, it would be a double whammy and a disaster, and the offensive line is still leaky. Last thing, Randy, we only got about a minute. I think the Buffalo Bills are dead. I didn't like the way they ended last season. I just don't like their team, where they're headed. We've seen some flashes, and we know that, and then we've seen some other just god-awful games. Something is amiss, awry there. Am I off base, or do you still like the Bills?
No, I think you're right, but I think it's due to injury. Their defense has been devastated with injuries, and I don't think Von Miller has come back to where we're used to seeing him either. You know, they've lost interior players. They lost Milano, the inside linebacker. The safeties that they have Chuck Knox used to always tell us, don't fall in love with everybody because eventually they may not be what they once were. And this is going back a few years, but it's still the case. I think they're struggling athletically in the secondary to cover people, and that was evident last week. So I think you're right. They aren't what they were, but I think it's defensively as much as anything where they're lacking. And I know Sean McDermott's taken over that side of the ball. I just don't think they have the parts to stop good teams. And I think they know that too, right? They tried to trade. They traded for a corner. They were trying to get a defensive lineman. That didn't happen. And then they signed a defensive lineman, Davin Joseph, the day after the trade window closed. So that tells me they weren't happy that they couldn't acquire somebody. So they're in flux. That's just the way the seasons go sometimes. You get a bunch of injuries on the same side of the ball, and you're dead. And that's kind of what's happened to them.
All right. Randy Mueller, my man, always bringing the knowledge and the 411. We appreciate you. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
All right. You, appreciate it. All right. You already know that I love the Ravens in the AFC North, right? I made that pretty clear. But even I can admit they made a big mistake. We'll explain that next. It is the Odd Couple. Rob Parker and TJ Houshmandzadeh in for Chris Broussard right here on Fox Sports Radio. Stick and stay.
To make do for the wrongs with you, US of A.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
He's Mike Carmen. I'm Dan Beyer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week, we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players' rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Beyer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Final hour of the program. It is the Odd Couple on a Worship Wednesday. Rob Parker, TJ Houshmandzadeh in for Chris Broussard. He'll be back tomorrow, but we are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. Test your skills on Prize Picks this football season for a fun way to win up to 25 times your cash. I'm on Prize Picks. That's right, Prize Picks. Daily fantasy sports made easy. Visit prizepicks.com/odd100 and use the code odd100 for a first deposit match of up to $100 today. All right, final hour. We're going to talk some more NFL, even though you're Lakers, though. Well, are you worried about the Lakers so far? Down big to the Rockets? Are you worried? Anthony Davis hurt again. Is he playing? I didn't hear.
No,
is
he playing tonight? No, he's doing what he normally does, watching.
He's watching. As Charles, what did Charles call him? Street clothes? That was the nickname?
It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing.
It really is. Unbelievable. I mean, that guy's so talented. He just can't stay healthy. But TJ, let's go here. There's a chance, I think, that Kyler Murray is going to start back at quarterback. Everybody thought that they would hold him out. They want to tank, maybe get Caleb Williams in the draft, get the first pick, and they want to tank and all that. But no, it looks like Kyler Murray is going to come back from injury and be ready to play and start. And, you know, there's talk that they might want to move on from him. They gave him the contract. I don't know how much financially it would cost them to move on or make a change. And I'm going to say, I get Kyler Murray had that terrible playoff game, one of the worst I've ever seen, just awful. And I know Kyler Murray is a bit like, you know, when they put in this contract to force him to watch film and the language was bad. It just made people feel bad that maybe he wasn't really into football like that, that they have to write in his contract that he needs to watch film. And things have gone haywire. Cliff Kingsbury got fired. Things turned bad. And all of a sudden, they act like the guy is no good or he can't play. This guy's a two-time Pro Bowler. He was the offensive rookie of the year in 2019. And now people are like, okay, let's move on. Let's get rid of him as if he's not something special. And we know when he was drafted, first player ever in this country, TJ, ever. You know how many great athletes there have been in this country? To be drafted in the first round in Major League Baseball and the NFL. Never happened until Kyler Murray.
Top 10.
Right?
And top 10. Yeah. And the thing about Kyler Murray is
top 10. Yep. Like, unheard of.
He's a really good football player. Really good. Like,
so why are people turned on him, TJ? Because that's what it sounds like.
That clause, the contract, and it got out. It made him look bad. And that's the organization's fault.
They did that purposely.
That's the organization's fault.
TJ, if you were the agent, okay, I would have said, I wish you would put that language in the do you know what I mean? Like, that should have never been included for it to be leaked out. Why did the agent allow that to be in the contract?
I guarantee the agent overlooked it. He didn't read through the contract.
He did a bad job.
Absolutely. He overlooked it. Because when you go through the fine print and you see that, immediately.
Take this out.
I need this to be removed. Simple. He did not go through the fine print of that contract and see that clause that was in there. And when it got out, it was like, wow. So once that got out, everybody started to question his commitment, his dedication to the game of football. And this is an organizational problem. They put that in there. And so that's when people started, oh, they're losing. Oh, he didn't play well in the playoffs. Oh, all these. Oh, he doesn't want to study. To me, if you have to put that clause in a contract, don't get a guy to contract then. If you feel 100%. That strongly that clause needs to be in there, don't give him the contract. They gave it to him. With that being said, Kyler Murray can play football.
Let's go. For people who forgot, I'm just for people who forgot, because I think, you know, you're right, all the other negative. This guy was Mr. Texas football twice. You ready? I'm just giving people a history lesson if you forgot. His team won 3 straight state championships and 43 games in a row. TJ, football, 43 games in a row. He missed one start during the streak and finished his career, you ready? A perfect 42-0 record as a starting quarterback. 42-0. Nobody. Dude, what? And you're giving up on this kid already? He's a winner. He's been hurt. I give you that. You don't throw him out because the guy got banged up or missed some seats. What are they talking about? Is that why this Arizona organization and ownership is mashugana? It's crazy?
You see what's going on with the upstairs, the ownership group, and people saying he treats them like they're less than and things of that nature. And so you see all that's going on. When you put a clause like that, it shows you right away things aren't right at the top. That right away. It right away. Ah, this is why teams like this aren't winning.
And
it's,
you know,
it's not a coincidence.
I'm with you. It is A, that never should have been included. And once you do that, you don't think that clause is going to get out when someone, a reporter, got wind of it, right? And they leaked it? Because they were trying to embarrass him.
Do you think any of the top quarterbacks would want to go to Arizona after Kyler Murray? Oh, they put this clause in there. Oh, the ownership has you got guys that are general managers in the front office that are going at the owner and the way he treats people and the way he is with people. It's just no quarterback wants to go to that situation. Because they want to have a good career, and they see what's going on, and the chances of your career flourishing there is not great. The fact that they have a quarterback that can really play, the fact that they have a quarterback that wants to be there, they need to make this work. And again, right now as we sit, they have the first pick of the draft. Kyler Murray's good enough to where that's not going to remain there. He's going to win some games this year. And now would be the Chicago Bears, and maybe, you know who really look like they're tanking is the New York Giants. The Giants.
They look like I think they made the playoffs a year ago, but the way that they look, I mean,
hey, who's Tyrod their starting Taylor quarterback? Out. Tommy DeVito. He will be the quarterback
that?
Moving forward. Exactly. So the
I'd
Giants
take Danny DeVito first.
The Giants will not win another football game this year unless Matt Barkley is a starter who they just recently signed. And so get back to Kyler Murray. He has a lot to prove. He seems as if Jonathan Gannon, the head coach, he likes him. They seem to have a good relationship. He got honored in Oklahoma in the offseason. They all went down to celebrate him. And so those are steps in the right direction to make the quarterback, Kyler Murray, feel like, ah, they behind me. You know, they with me. We going to go on this journey together. So that, to me, is a step in the right direction.
No doubt about it. It's unbelievable where we are. If you remember, TJ, a couple years ago, they were 7-0 when the Packers showed up there. Do you remember that game? That Kyler Murray, Cliff Kingsbury. Oh, my
balling.
God. They were balling out 7-0. They lost that game, and then some injuries, some things happened, and they were never the same. And obviously Cliff and the GM, they lost their gigs. Kyler fell out of favor, got injured, and then all the negative talk about him. And he has some issues because even some former teammates – came at him. What did you make of that, TJ? Is that jealousy because of the money, the contract, or for a guy not even playing with him anymore, you know, a former teammate, to say some of the stuff that they said about him? You remember he went back at a couple guys, but I thought that was sad.
Now, I will say this. There may be something that Kyler Murray, just not even Kyler Murray, younger players do, that when you're a veteran, you're just not used to it. It may rub you the wrong way. And does he have some growing up to do? Probably. Every young player does. But if you are a leader, and this is how I was, I'm going to address it right there. And it's not going to be in a disrespectful manner.
Right.
I'm going to pull him to the side, man to man, me and him. And he's going to know that I'm looking after him long term. And I'm going to tell him what he's doing that I don't think is going to be beneficial for his career. Any player, when you come at him and he knows that you're genuine and you care about what you're saying, he's going to listen and he's going to respect that. That's what that player should have done is listen, Kyler, and broke it down to him. You have no choice but to respect that because he's actually giving you advice for your career that's going to better you as a player and a person and as a leader, because when you are the quarterback, that's how you're looked at. You have to be a leader of the team. And a lot of times, some quarterbacks, it's just not in their DNA, but they're forced to be in a position of leadership, even though that may not be who they are.
Right. And you're 100% right. I mean, if you don't care about a person, TJ, you're not going to waste your breath. Am I right? If I don't care about you, I'm not going to spend 2 seconds to tell you what you need to do to help yourself or not to be in, put yourself in a bad spot or pitfalls or whatever. When people care about you, they speak up. I've always believed that.
When somebody, especially when we're all grown men, we got to make sure that we can succeed individually ourselves because we have a family to feed. But if I'm coming to you, giving you advice on things that I see that I feel aren't conducive for you to have success in a successful career, anybody in their right mind is going to respect that and heed and listen to it. Or at least, whether you listen or not, you're going to consider it. And so with Kyler Murray, man, I'm looking forward to seeing how he's going to play. The Cardinals actually have been in a lot of games. You're starting Ricky and Clayton Tune. You're starting Josh Dobbs, who now you simps traded. And so Kyler Murray is going to win a few games here down the stretch. It'll be interesting to see now where the Cardinals finish in the draft because they're not going to draft a quarterback. You get Kyler Murray, Marvin Harrison. Now they cooking.
There you go. All right. So are the Cardinals doing the right thing by playing Kyler Murray down the stretch? What would you do if you were in their situation? It is the Odd Couple, 877-99 on Fox. We'll continue this conversation with you next. Rob Parker and TJ Houshmandzadeh in for Chris Broussard, 877-99 on Fox. Stick and stay.
To help fix the Cardinals in the U.S. of A.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.